Welcome back to Central News, your news updates for all things UCM, Warrensburg, and the greater Johnson County area. I'm Linda Alviar, and you are listening to 100.3 KMUL The Mule. McGuire Street is still closed today for roadway replacement. McGuire is closed between Young and Emerson Streets. Detours are in place for both northbound and southbound drivers. Northbound drivers can use North Street, College Street, and Young Street, while southbound traffic can use Young Street, College Street, and Gay Street to navigate the area. This is phase 4 of the McGuire Street project and is expected to take about 1 to 2 weeks, weather permitting. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says it will pay about half of November SNAP benefits, but recipients may have to wait weeks or even months to see the money. The announcement came in response to a federal court order directing the Trump administration to issue at least partial payments to the 42 million Americans who rely on the food assistance program during the government shutdown. The USDA says it will use a $4.65 billion contingency fund to cover the partial payments, but the department warned that administrative delays could slow the rollout. The agency did not address what would happen if the shutdown stretches beyond November. In Missouri, Governor Mike Kehoe announced new steps to help residents impacted by the loss of federal food assistance. Kehoe is transferring $10.6 million from the Senior Services Growth and Development Fund to help with food assistance. He's also directing $5 million in temporary assistance for needy family funds to food banks across the state. The Warrensburg Chamber of Commerce is hosting the Locally Yours vendor event this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Magnolia Mercantile. Co-hosted by the Chamber's Military Affairs Committee and Magnolia Mercantile, the event gives local and home-based businesses a chance to showcase their products and connect with the community. This event will also honor veterans and celebrate the strong ties between area businesses and the military community. Admission is free and open to the public. Want to catch more news updates throughout the week? Visit digitalberg.com/KMUL to stay up to date on all things UCM, Warrensburg, and the greater Johnson County area. I'm Linda Alviar, and that was your Central News on 100.3 KMUL.